This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. April Sedin is a 20-something Harrisonburg artist with an absolutely disarming giggle.
Art is my life. Everything is art for me. Sorry, I don't really like talking about myself, so this makes me uncomfortable. Let's talk about, world history or something. No.
Don't know much about history.
April, who is determined not to let her full-time job or her husband Tim or her home distract her from her art, started the website Doodle du Jour to, as she puts it, be artistic every day and never let the pen or pencil get too far from her hand. April says her art brain has two sides, a serious side that paints and a funny side that doodles.
What a wonderful world this would be.
This, right here, was the doodle that started it all. This doodle is of a spiky-looking character, and the story behind this is really, really funny. It was after a really long day of work meetings, just all day long, meeting after meeting after meeting. I got home, I was so tired, and I was looking at my notes from the meeting because I needed to, send out emails and stuff. And on the side of this legal notepad, I had unknowingly drawn this character on the side of it. It's just so funny because I cut out the work notes because I didn't want to look at them anymore. So what you're seeing is the cutout version.
So this is actually what you drew.
That is what I drew, yeah.
During a day of work meetings.
Yeah, I unknowingly did it. And I looked and I was like, well, that's really funny. And so I posted it on my Facebook and I got some feedback from it. And it kept happening where I would unknowingly come home from work, unknowingly draw while at work on these legal notepads while I was making notes.
You're channeling doodles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so that's the way it started. And I started posting them. And then it got a lot of people really liked them and wanted to purchase them. And so then I launched the website.
Doodle du Jour is in some ways a demanding master. The doodles April Sedin draws have become full-on comics, and they take 2 to 3 hours a day to finish.
It's the craziest when you do with a doodle and song.
2, 3, 4, look at so much you do to me.
I asked April Sedin to show me some of her doodles and tell me about them.
I brought these to show you. These are the beginnings. These are on yellow-lined legal pads.
So you were doodling.
Yeah. That one was inspired by Tim and I went to go tap maple trees.
Describe what
okay.
It is.
This is a drawing of a giant pancake attacking a maple tree. And he says, your sweet syrup is mine.
The pancake says.
The pancake says that. And it says, Mr. Pancake is such a jerk. I thought it was kind of mean to be drilling into these trees. And so the tree's being stabbed with a sword by the pancake. That's crucial to say in the
drawing. This is tapping maple trees filtered through your funny side.
Yeah, my brain. Yeah. It goes in these crazy directions. This one was inspired. It's a squirrel eating a sunflower. Okay. Where I live now and where I've lived for a while in my comfy little house. There's this squirrel he's very distinct looking. He has little white spots on his tail. He's very, you know him out of anyone. But I grow sunflowers in my front yard. Every year I love sunflowers. I just adore them. And he, every day, would come and he would jump on one of them and take the sunflower down with him and eat it. He'd pick the sunflower seeds out. He just was the fattest little thing. And I didn't mind because I thought, he's breaking my flowers, but, he's thinking about it. He hopped up on this one branch and he would run down the tree and launch himself. It took effort to get his lunch. So I was okay, I'll let him do it. But so this is a drawing of him eating a sunflower and this fat squirrel. And he's yummy, thanks for the free food, lady. So this is how it started with these sort of silly, weird little drawings. And then it
And these are all on Facebook.
Yeah,
okay.
We're still in Facebook at this point because they didn't launch into these full on. These aren't tiny drawings.
No.
These are 9 by 12 mm-hmm. inches. They're big. They're substantial drawings, so they take a while. But these were the smaller beginnings.
They're not insubstantial.
And I also always start every single doodle. Even now, I start them with just a number 2 pencil. Because the point is that I can do it any day that I want. No matter where I am, I can find a number 2 pencil. I can draw, So every single one starts with just a simple number 2 pencil. And as simple as possible.
Your attitude towards drawing seems to be my whole day is organized around my sacred gym time. because I want to be able to climb mountains when I'm 95. You know,
it's a good attitude.
And that's what I'm hearing about your art, is that this is the thing. You get up in the morning and you are going to get some art done before the end of the day.
Yeah. But I can't schedule it because these random things that I think up come out of just like I'll be walking along and I'll overhear someone's conversation. Like right before I left, I was talking to my brothers and I said, okay, I'm off. I'm off to go spill my guts. So I was like, that's today's doodle. I got it right there. I'll draw it when I get back.
So you've got some part of your brain working on this, processing the world, looking for doodles?
I feel like the doodles find me, like the ideas for them. I have, and I can show you this.
Yeah, show.
You can't look in it, but all you right. can just...
I'll look at it.
It's a shabby old notepad book. Wherever I am, I take this with me. It's kind of dangerous because if I were to lose it, I think I would have a heart attack. And if I overhear something or if I think of something, it goes in this book so that I always have a resource to go to. I don't always use it, but it's here. And some of the notes, I don't know what they mean. After the fact, I have no idea what I meant when I wrote some of these things, but maybe it'll come back to me at some point.
You're like somebody attached to their iPhone, aren't you? And they guess,
I'm attached to that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, this goes everywhere with me. One day I thought I lost it. And this day I had gone to so many different places. We had gone out to lunch with friends. We had gone hiking. We had gone out to dinner. Anyway, so by the end of the night, I went to look at it and put notes in it, and it was gone.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh. I was like, literally, like, just didn't, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was kind of shaking. I was like, oh my gosh, all my ideas, the rest of Doodle du Jour. Because this could be the rest. Because the goal for Doodle du Jour is to do 365 really, really good doodles and put it in a coffee table book or a calendar or something that, you know, like the New Yorker has that ripoff calendar.
Yes.
I would love to do something like that, but not every single doodle's hilarious or, you know, some of them are inside jokes. Some of them are just cute. I can show you an example of just two really cute ones.
Yes, show me a cute one.
Let me find
it. And then talk about the difference between that and one that you just love that would go in the coffee table book.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I think some of the cute ones would go in the coffee table book. Like this one. I'll let you look at it really quick.
All right.
This is an example of cutesy and also funny.
Well, I chuckle away. Explain what that is.
I have these two little sort of, you know, chubby little hamster-looking
critters
that I draw, and they are reoccurring. And I'm still up in the air as to what I want to name them. I've had a couple people with some really good submissions. So if anyone wants to submit an idea for a name for these, I'd be open to it. All right, so there are these two little characters, and one looks sad and sort of depressed and is slouching, and the other looks really happy, and he has hands in his air in the air, and he says, "Don't be sad. You're not fat. You're just drawn that way."
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, that may be cute, but it's not like sweet cute. Mm-hmm. It's cute with layers to it.
Yeah, that's...
It's a comment on society cute.
Yeah. And I also liked in my brain the idea that I can draw them any which way I want. Like, so I guess I could make them long and tall or, you know, it just... I don't know, this is the doodle brain thinking, and I was like, oh, it's cute. I can make them any shape I want.
You know, what I'm thinking is that this sort of the doodle side of your brain, you're keeping it in shape. You're exercising it.
Yeah.
Have you noticed it get more limber as you've been doing this?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Like in the beginning, you can see these took a lot longer and they, you know, represent an entire workday where I'd go back and I would, you know, sketch on these little, you know, yellow notepads. But now I can do them the quicker and my imagery's like way more refined and like the jokes get cleaner and not cleaner in the sense that they're not.
Yes.
Yeah. Naughty or anything, but they're
more
just
more pointed or precise.
Yeah.
And cleaner.
Absolutely. And I think that's behind it all. It makes me really happy. Like I'm not only am I drawing but entertaining other people, but I'm getting something out of it, too. I'm becoming a stronger draftswoman. So I love that about this project.
It's really quite brilliant.
Thank you.
You know, I always thought it was cool, you know, just the discipline of it.
So you're a doodlehead?
Oh, heavens no. I can't draw a straight line.
No, a doodlehead is someone that needs their daily dose of doodle that goes to the website and looks at the doodle.
Yes, okay. I am a doodlehead.
You're a doodle. Martha Woodruff's a doodle.
Yes, I am.
I admit it, I confess.
Say you love me with a doodling song.
B, C, D. Ooh, what you doodly do to me?
Okay. I think it's time to talk about this wonderful one that you did. You did for this show. Which is such an honor.
Oh,
it's just thrilling.
Well, I wanted to do something. If this is going to be about Doodle du Jour and the artwork, I wanted to do something on the website that represented your show. I went through so many ideas before I came up with this one because I wanted it to be funny and, like, you know, also clever in different ways. Do you want me to describe
it?
Yes. Okay.
I do, please.
It's a pack. There's a pack of matches, and then let me make sure I'm describing this right. There's a pack of matches, and each match is coming out of the package, and they have little lady faces on them. And then there's a big match on the right of the page that is all lit up. And the matches in the package are all ladies, and they've got, like, cute little eyelashes and everything. And one saying, "Oh, my," and the other says, "Oh, I had no idea. Now things are starting to heat up." And then the last one says, "That's so hot." And then the match that's all lit up, it's obviously the male in the package. And he says, "See, ladies, you only need a spark."
Yay!
So that is the Sparks doodle. Yeah, you only need a spark. That's what this whole project's about. It just came out of nowhere.
Okay, you've got two sides of you going. The serious art side,
mm-hmm.
and then this sort of off the wall but highly disciplined doodle du jour,
mm-hmm.
where you're really sort of cultivating your off the wallness.
Yeah, I'm nurturing it.
You're nurturing it. Yes, and you would love the doodles to be a book.
I would love for them to be a book, a rip-off calendar. I want to sell prints of them, which I'm getting an Etsy page. I'm going to put up some of the best. So if people want to go to the Facebook and vote, I would love to know what people thought was one of the best doodles.
And is the Facebook page Doodle du Jour?
It's The Doodle du Jour.
The Doodle du Jour. Okay.
It is.
We'll link to it.
Okay. I what I see the project being is I would love for it to eventually become a book, a coffee table book or a calendar, and then maybe even, like, go in the newspaper, you know, stuff. I'd love to get it in newspapers, like funny, you know, the Sunday funnies. I'd love that. That would be like, I read the Sunday funnies in the, you know, Washington Post all the time as a child. So I know some of this is coming from constantly reading the funny pages, but I would love that. That would be a huge honor if I could get it in the newspaper.
Are you trying?
No, I don't know who to contact. I don't know what to do. I'm bad at marketing myself. I can market anything else. I can market other artists. But when it comes to me, I feel like a bumbling idiot. I feel like a big fool. And I have a show coming up in November I haven't even made a poster for, and I've made three other posters for other shows that are going on. I'm awful about promoting myself.
You can see April Sedin's doodle Spill My Guts, done right after we talked, as well as a couple of examples of her serious art brain at work, on the Spark page at WMRA.org, where you'll also find links to April Sedin's website, the Doodle du Jour website, and the Doodle du Jour Facebook page. Back in a moment with harpist and harp maker, John Kovacs.